Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of Literotica. What you're about to hear is my entry into Literotica's Earth Day contest. I've wanted to do a non-consent reluctance audio for a while now, and this seemed just like a great opportunity. There are actually three voices in this one. One is a male voice. However, he's the sheriff taking my statement about my ordeal, and there are only female voices during the juicy bits. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys think about this audio and, I guess, the format I used. It's different, but let me know. I love getting you off and making you smile and hearing how you enjoyed my audios. So please leave comments, send feedback, let me know. And don't forget to vote. You vote by clicking on the stars that are under the text, the number of stars you want to give me. Of course, I love those 5-star votes. One of the characters in this audio is named Trista Dixon, and she's based on a character on one of my favorite TV shows, Justified. If you're a fan of the show, you know all about Ellen May. When I started working on this, I just had to make Trista like her. So, Trista has a southern accent. Now, for those who don't watch the show, Ellen May is not the brightest crayon in the box. But I'm not saying that Southerners are dumb. I was born and raised in the South, even though I don't have much of an accent normally. The thing is, I just couldn't do Trista without the accent. So she's Southern, and she's rather gullible. Okay, before we get going, make sure you've friended me on Facebook, and that you're following me on Tumblr and Twitter. I've been trying to post more on my social media network, so encourage me to do that by following me and retweeting and reposting. And if you'd like your own customized audio erotica, email me at ravenfoxaudio@gmail.com, no spaces, to get all the details. You should also send an email there to be included on my mailing list. And now, sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. Stumbling around in the woods until I found the road, and your squad car was the only vehicle I saw for hours, it seemed like.
Yes, ma'am. Well, since you didn't seem to be in any immediate medical danger, I thought it would be best to bring you back here to my office and take your statement. There's a hospital in Sunnyside that can tend to your cuts and bruises.
Okay. I'm not sure where to start.
Okay. Let's start with your name, birth date, address, and phone number.
Trista Dixon, March 4th, 1985. I live at 13 Southeast 24th Avenue in Portland.
Phone number?
Oh, yeah. 503-719-5757.
Now, Miss Dixon, I know this may be difficult for you, but I'm assuming you were assaulted?
Well, I...
Do you know the person that assaulted you?
Three.
Pardon me?
It was three people, and I know their names. Wes, DJ, and Corinne.
Do you know their last names?
No, but I know the organization they're part of. That's how I met them. I just wanted to help.
All right. What was the name of their organization?
The Biological Diversity and Sustainability Movement. I'm pretty sure we just use the initials.
The initials. BDSM?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, how did you end up in Mount Hood National Forest?
environmental activism. We were out there trying to stop anyone from cutting down the trees. We were going to tie ourselves to the trees and protest.
Miss Dixon, do you realize you were in a national forest?
Yes, sir.
It's illegal to cut down trees in a national forest. It's a protected area.
Oh.
It seems they brought you there under false pretenses.
Yes, sir.
Tell me what happened after they brought you out there.
I went first.
Pardon?
I got tied to the first tree. Corinne had me take off all my clothes and then kneel down in front of the tree, and then had Wes tie my hands behind the tree.
You allowed him to tie you naked to a tree.
I thought Corinne would be next.
Just a moment, Miss Dixon. Your clothes, they were ripped and dirty. How did that happen if you willingly took off your clothes?
Oh, well, later on, DJ threw my clothes into a briar patch.
I see. So, what happened after your hands were tied?
That's when Corinne told me about the initiation.
Initiation?
Into the organization. She said I had to be initiated.
Into BDSM?
Yes, sir.
Right. And then what happened?
Well, that was when I started to realize that we might not be out there just to protect the forest.
You see, Trista, you have to prove your dedication to the cause. We can't let just anyone be in BDSM because not everyone is willing to do anything to save the environment. That's why we're here. You have to go through an initiation.
What do I have to do?
But once you prove that you're with us for life, Trista. And that's what you really want, isn't it? To be part of our activist family. To be a member of our group. You won't have to be alone anymore. You won't have to be lonely. We'll always be together. But you have to understand, once we start, we can't stop until the initiation ceremony is complete. Do you understand that?
Well, yes, but what do I...
Do you consent to this initiation, Trista? Do you really want us to let you into BDSM?
Yes, Corinne, but what...
You have to say it.
Say what?
That we have your consent to initiate you into BDSM.
But what...
Say it!
I consent to you initiating me into BDSM.
That's good, Trista. I knew you could do it. Okay, boys. She needs to get you nice and hard. I want you to fuck Trista's pretty little face.
What? I don't understand. You...
Shut up, Trista. Or should I say, open wide. And you'd better do a good job. Get their cocks nice and hard. Show us how desperate you are to belong to our group. That's it, Trista. Let's have a nice big cock down. See if she can get it all the way down her throat, Wes. Not quite, but keep trying. Okay. Stop hogging the little cocksucker. Give DJ a turn. Slap her with your cock a little, DJ. Are you crying, Tristan? Why are you crying? You wanted this. You asked for it. You wanted to be one of us. Well, this is what you have to do to make that happen. You're not even trying. I didn't say just kneel there with your mouth open. Suck him. Suck his cock. He's being generous enough to let you start proving yourself on his dick. Now show some appreciation. Oh, my God.
keep sucking. I knew you'd be a good little whore from the moment I met you, Trista. I could tell. You were made to suck cock, weren't you? I still don't think she's trying to impress us, guys. See if she can take both of your cocks into her mouth at the same time. Stretch the little whore's lips. I'm sure she can take it. Okay. I guess they don't fit. You'll just have to take turns. Gag the bitch. That's it. Fuck her face like you mean it. She needs to prove her loyalty. Okay, you two, just be still, and I'll move her head. Maybe that's what she needs to learn. I'll show Trista how to be a good little cocksucker. See, Trista, you get on one cock. You bob your head up and down a little bit. Uh-huh, like that, and then you take him all the way in. Watch her gag. And then you go to the next cock. Keep your mouth open, Trista. Get on the next cock. And then move your slut mouth up and down a couple of times. Just like that. And then you take it into your throat. See? Now, back and forth. Repeat that over and over. That's it. That's a good little whore. A dick-sucking whore. You know you like that. All that dick in your mouth. I bet you'd love for both of these gents to blow their loads in your nasty whore mouth.
And is this what happened? They ejaculated in your mouth.
Well, I thought they would. I think DJ almost did. He was leaking a lot of pre-cum. I thought if they came in my mouth, that would be the end of the initiation ceremony.
Why didn't they ejaculate in your mouth?
Corinne didn't let them. She told him to stop because she wanted a turn.
A turn giving the men oral sex?
No, a turn with me.
Did you object at that point?
It happened so fast, and I'd never done that to a woman, so I was really nervous, but I did it.
Why did you do it then?
I thought it was the last part of the initiation, and then they'd let me be part of the group.
I see. Tell me exactly what happened when Corinne took her turn with you, Miss Dixon.
They tied me differently. I was still on my knees and my hands were still behind my back, but I could bend over at the waist, and I was still attached to the tree, too. Corinne took off all her clothes and laid down on a blanket.
Now, Trista, I want you to lick my pussy. Like your future depends on it. You didn't think I was going to let the boys have all the fun, did you? I want you to prove that you're worth all this trouble we're going to bring you into our group. Have you eaten pussy before?
No, I don't know how.
Well, today is the day you learn. Get your face down there and do whatever feels good when it's done
to
you.
But I don't know.
It's not rocket science, Trista. Damn, how stupid are you? I'm sure you've had at least a couple of men tongue-fuck you before. Just do what they did. Trust me, if you don't do it right, I'll let you know. Now get to it. Start out looking up and down my slut. I'm already wet. You just look so fucking good. Sucking on Wes and DJ. You got me all turned on. Now run your tongue around my pussy entrance. Nice circles. That's it. Now work your tongue inside my cunt, Trista. Oh, yeah. Deeper. I said deeper. Yeah. Oh, my tongue fucker. That's it. Damn, this little whore has a good tongue on her, doesn't she, boys? Now, I want you to concentrate on my clit. I tell you to finger my pussy at the same time, but you're a bit tied up at the moment. Oh, Wes. Oh, finger my pussy while this little slut gets me off. Oh, fuck yeah. DJ, you look bored. Why don't you finger our little initiate here? Oh, don't you stop, Trista. Focus. Oh, that's it, DJ. She likes whatever you're going to. She's moaning in my face. Oh, I love that. Come on, girl. Make me come. Show me how dedicated you are to us and to the group. To be the same. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yeah, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Oh.
And then they untied me.
They let you go at that point.
Well, I thought that was what they were going to do. But instead, they made me stand up and face the tree. I'd been on my knees so long, I was glad for that part. But then they tied me up again.
Did you try to get away?
No.
Why not, Miss Dixon?
Well, I was hoping we were going to get to the protesting part of the trip.
It doesn't sound like you were doing much protesting, to be honest.
You don't understand how badly I wanted to be in BDSM, Sheriff.
I think I'm getting a pretty good idea. So, after they tied you up facing the tree, what happened next?
Well, I thought Corinne was talking about the trees or something.
Why? What did she say?
She told Wes to check the moisture level.
Of the trees?
No, of my pussy.
And how was he supposed to do that, Miss Dixon?
With his cock. Please! Haven't I done enough to prove that I want to be in BDSM? He doesn't actually have to fuck me, does he, Corinne?
I'm afraid he does, Trista. It's all part of being initiated, you know. But there's no need to act like you're some innocent virgin. You've been fucked before, right?
Yes, but...
And did you like being fucked, you little slut?
Yes, but...
See, Wes? She's a horny little slut.
No.
I'm sure you can give her the thorough fucking she needs.
No. Oh!
You didn't have any trouble getting in, did you, Wes?
Oh.
No. Our little whore got wet just thinking about being fucked against that tree.
Oh!
Look at those pretty titties bounce. Make them bounce harder, Wes. Oh, listen to her moan. Trista, ask him to fuck you harder.
No, this is fine. He doesn't have to.
Say it and convince us you mean it.
Please, Wes. Fuck me harder.
Come on, Trista. That wasn't very convincing at all. I bet you'd hate to have gone through all this and still not be allowed into BDSM just because you can't follow simple instructions, wouldn't you?
Fuck me harder, please. I need you to pound my tight little pussy with your big hard cock, Wes.
Better. Now, are you his cum slut?
Yes.
Then tell him, you dumb little bitch.
I'm your little cum slut, Wes. I need you to cum in my pussy so hard that I feel it. I want all of your cum till it leaks down my legs. Please, fuck your little slut till you come, Wes. And please let me join BDSM.
Impressive. I'd say that was almost inspired, Trista. I think you're so turned on you'd say anything to get yourself fucked, wouldn't you?
Yes, I'm so close to coming.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you. See, that's a deal breaker. Coming without permission is an automatic mark against you, and will likely keep you out of BDSM.
But I don't think I can stop myself.
Oh, poor little horny baby. You better keep your slutty little cunt under control. You'll have done all this for me.
Oh, please. But don't I get to come?
Well, I've come, but neither of the boys have. So if you get them both off, we might let you come.
Hurry. I don't know how much longer I can wait.
No, dear. You didn't understand. You have to get them both off at the same time.
Let me get this straight, Miss Dixon. You were so aroused that you almost had an orgasm while you were being assaulted.
Well, I thought it was part of the initiation.
And you really wanted to be part of this group.
Mm-hmm.
But for the life of me, I can't understand why. You say you want to help the environment, but what you've described so far sounds like an X-rated version of the Sierra Club. When I found you walking down the road, you were obviously distraught. But it never occurred to you that you could have put up some sort of fight?
I don't know.
Were any of them armed?
No, sir.
So why didn't you attempt to resist or escape?
Because I really wanted...
to be part of the group. Gotcha. Tell me what happened next.
Well, at first I thought we were going to have a cookout, but they just tied me into a different position.
Cookout?
Corinne told Wes and DJ to get me ready for a spit roast.
And you... never mind. Continue, please.
They took me off the tree and just tied my hands behind my back. DJ held the rope and fucked me from behind, and Wes put his dick in my mouth.
That's it, slut. Two dicks, one in either end. You better work that pussy and that mouth so they can come at the same time. Otherwise, it's over. No group membership, no getting to come. This is a test. Will you pass or fail? I'm betting on you failing, Tristan. You're used to failing, aren't you? Used to screwing everything up. So this won't be a big surprise. But maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe you'll finally do something right. Keep fucking our whore initiate, boys. She needs it. Use her for your own personal cum bucket. That's all she's worth, after all. Oh, I think DJ is getting close, Tristan. You better hurry up and suck Wes's dick. You're not going to have the timing right. Hurry. Hurry. He's almost there. Are you gonna make it, Trista? Are you gonna do it right? And they're both gonna come in your little whore mouth and whore pussy at the same time. That's it. You did it. You better swallow every single drop of his load, you nasty little slut. If one drop hits the dirt, you're finished. No BDSM for you. Well, I'm really surprised. You did it, Tristan. You finished the ceremony, and you didn't screw it up.
Does this mean I'm in the group?
You bet, Tristan. You're going to be really good at BDSM. I can tell.
Corinne, I didn't get to come yet. I really need to.
Then you'd better ask like a good little submissive slut, Trista. Ask my permission. And if you beg me just right, I might let you.
Please, Corinne.
Trista, now that you're into BDSM, you really need to call me by my title, not my first name.
Your title?
Mistress.
Okay, sure.
That sounds rude. Say, yes, mistress, instead.
Yes, mistress.
Now beg me to let you come, Trista.
Please, mistress, please let me come. I've let you all do whatever you wanted to me and completed the initiation ceremony like you asked. I proved my loyalty and dedication. I sucked your pussy and their cocks. I let them fuck my slutty little cunt hard and deep. I swallowed every drop of Wes's cum. So please, may I please be allowed to come now?
Well, aren't you a quick learner? Yes, Trista, you may come. And I will be the one to make you come. Just stay bent over like that. That's it. There you go. You can come on my fingers. You put my hand right here. And you do whatever you need to come. But you'd better make it happen before I get too bored. Let's say, by the count of 10.
Yes, mistress. Thank you, mistress.
You'll come when I get to 10, or I'll stop. And you better hurry. 1. 2. 3. That's it. Work this slutty little cunt on my fingers. 4. 5. Your clit is so hard, Trista. Does that feel good? Rubbing your hard little clit against my fingers. 6. 7. 8. Do you think she's gonna make it, boys? She sounds pretty close. 9. 10. Ah, there she goes. Now, Wes and DJ are going to tie your ankles to this tree. I'm going to give you a knife to cut yourself loose with. I warn you, it's not very sharp, so it's going to take you a while. In the meantime, we're going to head back to headquarters. We'll meet you there.
By the time I cut myself loose and got my clothes out of the briar patch, it was getting dark.
Miss Dixon, why didn't you just untie the knots?
Well, that's not what Corinne told me to do.
No, I suppose not. I have to tell you, your cooperation with your assailants is going to make it hard to prove that you were assaulted.
Oh, I understand.
Maybe I can charge them with false imprisonment, since you were tied up. I might even be able to charge them with felony trespassing, since these acts were committed in a national forest.
Why are you going to charge them with anything?
Excuse me?
Well, I'm in BDSM now, and I don't want to get my fellow BDSMers in trouble. They were just initiating me into the group, and now I'm in. In fact, do you think it's going to be much longer before you can take me home? I'd really like to get a shower before I go back to headquarters.
You mean, but why? Why did you let me take your statement if you didn't intend to press charges?
Well, because you told me you needed to take my statement. So I gave it to you. And I was walking for so long, it really was nice to be able to rest in your office. And quite frankly, Sheriff Cardwell, I think my statement got you all turned on.
And you don't think that getting a strange man all excited over your sexual escapades is a dangerous situation to be in? Or are you counting on the fact that I am an officer of the law to keep you safe?
I didn't really think about it.
I have a feeling you put yourself into dangerous situations often, don't you?
I always find my way out of them, though. I even found my way out of the woods.
You did. But now, how do you think you're going to find your way out of my office?